Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 395. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. It really does blow my mind just how nice you all are to me and how much you support me. And it just makes me so happy to have you listen and just be part of a community that wants to be better and happier and do more with their lives. And today I just want to throw something out there. It's in response to a TikTok I saw earlier this week. And also, side note, I'm on TikTok now. I resisted it for a long time, but I'm starting to throw up some casual videos there, just some like behind the scenes type stuff. So if you want to follow me on TikTok, you can. It's just Case Kenny. But anyway, I saw this TikTok the other day that really got me thinking. It was this guy, and it was literally him listening to the song Doses and Mimosas by Cherub in the background. I'm sure you know the song, Champagne and Cocaine, Doses and Mimosas. I won't sing it, but you know the song. But anyway, he was playing that song in the background, and over it he said, "I would do bad things to hear this song for the first time again." That's what he said. "I'd do bad things to hear this song for the first time again." And I saw that and it just hit me. I was like, wow. To hear that song, let's take that example, to hear that specific song for the first time again, it's not like it's the world's greatest song, but I do remember kind of vaguely when it came out. I don't know exactly, but it was probably 2012, 2013 in my life when I heard it for the first time. I was living in Chicago. I had just moved here. Things were fun. I was, just scraping by, doing my thing, but I was just excited to be in Chicago. The summer, the people, going to Trader Joe's and embracing the sexual tension there, going to a happy hour was actually fun and exciting with friends or with coworkers. Just being an adult, living in a city, it was really exciting. And I probably heard that song around that time. But to the TikTok, he goes, "I would do bad things to hear this song for the first time." And I saw that and thought about that song in particular. And I was like, man, this is such a powerful thing. Because it's not necessarily about that song. It's just the idea behind that. The idea of hearing something for the first time, seeing something for the first time, experiencing something for the first time, tasting something for the first time. It's a special experience. It's a special experience to do a first and to know that it's going to be in your life following that. And it represents a fun time in your life. Firsts are special, but in the present, we tend to very much so glance over them. We're so like in life that we fail to appreciate the firsts we have. And I just want to take this episode real quick to talk about this so that in the present today, in our lives today, we're grounded in the firsts we have, the things we're presented with as they're presented to us. Not in retrospect, not on a TikTok saying, man, that was so great to have that for the first time. Not looking back and saying, man, those were good times. Those were the days. That was such a special moment. No more of that. No more of that. We're going to live in the present and we're going to appreciate it. We're really going to appreciate it. We're going to appreciate the shit out of the moments we have as we live them. Because it's not were, it's because these are the good times. These are the good days. These are the special moments. I sound like a pirate. So I want to chat about this quickly. I want to get you amped up to live in the present. Before I get into it real quick, today's episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Personally, I started taking AG1 because I wanted to see what the hype is about. I'm sure you are familiar with Athletic Greens, but I wanted to see what the hype was all about. But also, at this point in my life, I really want more energy. I want to take care of myself. I want to focus on the vitamins and minerals that I should be taking. vitamins, minerals to support things like my gut health, immune system health, nervous system health, my mental clarity. And that's what AG1 offers. One scoop of AG1 gives you 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. I've been taking it in the morning for the past couple of months, and it really does taste great. I think that's a big point for something so healthy. It tastes fantastic. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial ingredients. And it supports better sleep quality and recovery and mental clarity as well. So that's great. So right now you can reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition with AG1. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/new mindset. athleticgreens.com/new mindset. So that's it. Thank you so much to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode. Let's talk about this topic here. Let me ask you this. What is something in your life that you would want to go back and experience for the first time again? Off the top of my head, for me, random examples from my life, it'd be great to go back and eat Chipotle for the first time. It'd be great to go back and experience my first house music show. It'd be great to go back and experience walking in downtown Chicago for the first time. It'd be great to go back and experience Lollapalooza for the first time. Right? Small examples, seemingly inconsequential things from my life. In the grand scheme of things, those are small. But this idea here that I want to talk about is really big because there's something special about firsts in our life, especially the firsts that happen during special times in our life, right? Firsts that continue on in our life after that first time and become a large part of our habits and our outlook. But as we really do in life, we tend to only realize that they're special, that the time was special, that the thing was special when we look back at it in retrospect. Man, those were the days. That must have been so cool and exciting. I was young. You know, I was enthusiastic. Everything was fun and new for me. Man, it must have been cool to, you know, have been in downtown Chicago for the first time. So much going on. It's so bright and enthusiastic. It's a beautiful city. Man, it must have been cool to go to a festival for the first time. Everyone is there to have fun and enjoy the music. And man, that must have been so amazing for the first time. After we're in a first, we tend to ignore very quickly how special it was. Because again, it's all about retrospect. In retrospect, we're like, man, that was special. Not only was that thing special, but when it happened, that was a special time. It was a simple time. It was a carefree time. It was an exciting time. It was a different time because I was younger, right? This is our thought process. So for you, like, think about something in your life that you'd love to go back and experience for the first time again. Sounds pretty great, right? To be in that simple, exciting time again, to experience something for the first time again, knowing that it's going to be in your life after, right? I just want to throw this idea out there because it's really made me live in the present more. Not hung up in the past. Oh, if only I could go back. Things were so great then. Not, you know, obsessing over the future. I've got to get to a certain point. I need to work more. I need to become more. None of that. I'm like so on this idea lately. If you listen to the podcast, I've done a bunch of episodes lately about gratitude and presence because we need to live in the present. We don't need to go back. We don't need to continue obsessing over some finish line in the future. We can make a decision that literally everything we do in the present, literally everything, we can approach it with the enthusiasm as if it's a first in our life, as if it's a first that we're going to appreciate as we live it, not in retrospect, not in a TikTok, but the moment we actually experience it. We can appreciate things in the present because we push ourselves to do that. Yeah, practically all I'm talking about here is practicing gratitude in the present. I'm talking about enjoying life in the present. It's a pretty crazy thought, right? Like, I'm so passionate about this lately because if we're so hung up on the past as, you know, the time when things were good, and if we're so focused on doing things today so that we could finally get to the point of our life where things are good, we're literally skipping over the present. And pardon my French, but what the fuck is the point of that? Seriously, I'm so passionate about this lately. What is the point of life if we don't do things and appreciate them as we do them in the present? You know, when they're actually happening, when we're actually experiencing them. Not much of a point, in my opinion, hung up on the past, obsessed about productivity, obsessed about some mysterious milestone in the future. That can't be the point of life, because none of that is, like, quote, alive. None of that is alive. The past isn't here with us anymore. That's the definition. The future hasn't happened yet. And we're going to give all of our living present energy to those things. That really doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. Certainly, it's good to look back and learn from your past. Absolutely. Yes, it's great to work your ass off to create the life you want in the future. Absolutely. But we need to consciously, intentionally, radically carve out time today to be in today. And I think a good idea, a good practice is what I'm talking about here, to approach things like you're experiencing them for the first time. To approach this day as a special time in your life. A Tuesday at 2 p.m., a Friday out with friends going to the same bar you've been to a bunch of times, a meal, a coffee, Chipotle, a new song, release Radar on Friday on your Spotify, whatever it may be. Pretend it's for the first time. Pretend it's for the first time. And remember what it's like to experience something for the first time, knowing that in retrospect, it is a special moment. Be in that moment. Soak up the details. Just be in it. Treat today's moments like the moments you look back on and say you'd love to experience them for the first time again. When you're out walking, easiest thing, soak in the details. Remember the little things. Listen to that song with enthusiasm. Taste the coffee. Shake their hands with energy and intention. Make eye contact first. Whatever. Just I'm making up things here. Be in those moments. Pretend that they are firsts. They might be, and that's great. And even if they're not, even if it's a one and done, even if you've done it a million times, you're not in one moment physically, but another mentally, or vice versa. You're bringing everything together to be in that moment. And I think this practice of approaching everyday life, everyone, the little things, the big things, as if they're a first, I think this really has the potential to ground you in the gift. It's a gift to be in the present. And practically, I think that's how you find happiness in life. Happiness isn't in the past, like we come to think sometimes. Oh, I'm all washed up. I had a good life when I was young. It's not in the future, associated with some far-off finish line where, oh, you know, I can't wait till things click and I've checked all these things off my list. It's not in those places. It can't be. It's in today. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to do what we tend to do. I refuse to be that person who says that things were so great in the past. It was fun. Things were great. Things were simple. I don't want to be that person. I also don't want to be the person who says, one day things will be great. I can't wait until... I don't want to be that person. And don't get me wrong, I will continue to work my ass off because I don't know how to stop. I'm working on that. But I'll continue to work hard. I'll continue to pursue what interests me. But amidst that, at the top of my priority list is to live in the present. You know, the time we've been given, the time we're in. And I do that by approaching everything and everyone as if it's a first, as if it's for the first time. Try it for yourself. What if you approach today and tomorrow, for instance, as if it's for the first time? What if you did that? What if you put yourself in that mentality, the mentality of a first timer in everything? Not that you're like clueless or anything like that, just that you're eager. It's fun. It's free. It's simple. You're just doing things. You're experiencing life through the lens of it being a first. I really think the more you try this, the more you'll find yourself appreciating the moment, bringing your mind and your body to the same place. And when you do that, I think you'll have far fewer things in life to regret. So that's it. Just something small to think about. Something small that came from a TikTok that I think is a much larger idea that we can all relate to and embrace. But if this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Tell them I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And also a huge thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring the podcast. Be sure to check out AG1. One scoop gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/newmindset. But that is it. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.